Oh, hi, sweetie. It's so nice to have you home. Your father's at work. Do you have a kiss for mommy? Do you like my outfit, honey? I picked it out just for you. I know how much you like to look at me in yoga pants, and I thought you'd like how low the neckline is on this sweater. I hope your father doesn't think it's inappropriate. I spoke to your teacher today about that extra credit assignment. I explained that we didn't have the proper materials due to your father's shortcomings. She said she would give you an extension as long as she saw proof that the regular condoms just don't work. So, I think we have some work to do before your father gets home. Since we have a little time alone, do you mind if we work on that assignment of yours now? Perfect. Let's get more comfortable. Follow me into the living room and have a seat in your dad's favorite chair, and I'll kneel down here on this pillow. Yes, I said it here earlier. I wanted everything to be just right. Now, get those pants off, baby. Good. And the underwear. Oh, you want me to take them off? Aren't you feeling bossy all of a sudden? You're using your daddy voice again. All right, daddy. I'll do anything you want. Mommy will do anything to get her hands on daddy's huge, I mean, anything to help you with your schoolwork, sweetie. Jesus, look at that. I think you're twice as long soft as your father's erection. Not to mention how much thicker this thing is. Even when he was in shape, how could he ever compete with you? Not that it's a competition to see who's got the biggest penis in the house. I just mean if it was. Let me just run my fingers along it. So gently. We have to get this big thing hard if we want to prove that you need more time for your extra credit assignment. Do you want to see what I'm wearing under this sweater? Will that get you excited, darling? Your dad bought this for me, but he's never seen me in it. I have to admit, the lace is a little itchy, but it does make me feel sexy. Do you think I'm sexy? Ooh, this big guy looks like he likes it. Does this big old thing need a kiss from mommy? You taste so good, baby. I just want to kiss and lick. Oh, and taste every inch of you. You're so thick. If I didn't have such a big mouth, I don't think I could even try to suck on it. Let's see how much I can. I got the first part of it anyway. It's like my mouth was made extra wide just for sucking your cock. I wish I could take more of it in. I'll get better at it, baby. Here, let me try it again. Oh shit. Oh, God damn it. Don't you move, baby. Hello. Oh, hi, dear. You're coming home now? So early? No, it's fine. I just kind of have my hands full right now. Since you're ahead of schedule, why don't you do me a favor and run an errand for me, please? It's important. Okay, I need you to go down to that new deli downtown and get some things for a charcuterie board. It was your idea to have company this weekend, dear husband. I'm just trying to be a decent hostess. No, dear, I'm sick of those little cocktail weenies. They're embarrassing. We are not serving them in this house. What we're going to serve is a nice, big, fat, juicy salami. The neighborhood wives are going to love it. Listen, if you and the guys want to have those pathetic little weenies in front of the TV when the game is on, you can help yourself. But I'm going to have something much better. No, I never liked the little ones. I tolerated them, but now there's a superior option, and so that's what I intend to have from now on. I want a long, thick, flavorful piece of meat. Something that everyone will just drool over as soon as they see it. I want that, and I'm not interested in listening to you whine about what it's going to cost you. Your son brought home a treat for me. A nice... big treat. I'm just enjoying it right now. He's so thoughtful. Aren't we lucky to have such a well-endowed son? No, dear. I said well-mannered son. You misheard me. Okay, well, you hurry up with that errand and I'm going to get back to what I was working on. Give us a call when you're almost home. Bye-bye, dear. Ugh, he's so annoying. I'm so sorry about that interruption, baby. All this time I've been playing with your big dick, and now it looks like it's about to explode. You are as hard as a rock. I fucking love it. Huh? Oh, yeah, that assignment. Okay, sure. All right, here's that regular condom your teacher sent home. Let's open it up and... I know, look, there's no way this would work. What you're supposed to do is take it and put it here at the tip and then stretch it like this. I know it's tight. It's way too small for you. Okay, once it's past the head, we just unroll it down the shaft. Huh, I guess there's all there is. It doesn't even cover half of you. Okay, this thing is way too tight. It's going to tear any second. Take a photo, quick. Okay, now take one with my hands wrapped around your shaft. For scale. Okay, now we better take one with your father's condom, too. Whoa, there goes the normal condom. You just tore it to shreds, baby. That didn't feel so good to be stuffed into something so small, huh? Sorry, baby. We'll never have to do that again. Okay. Now I have one of your dad's special condoms here. This isn't even worth trying, obviously. But maybe if I just unroll it and set it on top of your cock like this, so you can see the contrast. Oh god, that's so funny. Take a picture of that. It looks like a worm on top of an anaconda. Can you believe your dad fits into one of these? Don't laugh. He really does. My husband, the 3-inch wonder. Jesus, you make him look so pathetic. Now that you got the pictures for your assignment, I guess there's nothing left to do except to make you come. I want to see how much you make. Will you come for me? Good boy. I have some oil here. I'm going to put some on you, okay? There we go. Good boy. Good boy. It takes quite a bit to cover the whole thing. I should have asked your dad to buy some more while he's out. Can you imagine? Oh, honey, could you stop off and get a big container of lube and some extra, extra large condoms? It turns out your son's got a huge fucking dick. And I want to make sure all his needs are taken care of. He's so intimidated by you, baby. He is. You know when he took you to the doctor for your physical before you started school sports? He came home looking like he'd seen a ghost. He went straight to the bathroom and didn't come out for a long time. I bet he saw more than he wanted to. I bet he saw what you were packing. I bet he noticed how the nurses reacted when they saw it. Even when he was trying not to look, one glance at this gorgeous cock of yours, and he'd know he wasn't the man of the house anymore. As if he ever was. He did what? He told you not to talk to me about it when they said you had the largest penis they'd ever seen? That little shit. He knew you were hung like a goddamn stallion years ago and he kept it a secret from me. What did he think? I'd appreciate his pathetic little pecker as long as I didn't have a real man to compare him to? That I wouldn't notice his premature ejaculation, his physical weakness, his complete lack of skill in the bedroom, as long as I didn't know there was a sex god just down the hall with a monster between his legs? Oh, sweetie, I don't mean a monster in a bad way. That's just a saying. You've got a monster cock. In a good way, baby. It just means you're different than everyone else. But not worse. You're better. Do you know what I mean? You're a king among men, darling. This cock of yours is an absolute wonder. You have nothing to be ashamed of. At all. Let me wrap my tits around you, baby, and rub you up and down. Mm-hmm. Just like that. Come for me. My king. My daddy. Come right in my face. I want you to cover me in your jizz. Come for me, baby. Show me how a real man comes. You can do it. You can come all over me. Use my big tits to get that load out of those huge balls of yours. Does that feel good, baby? I want to make you feel good. I want you to use me to make yourself feel good. Use me. Use my body like your little fuck doll. Pump a big load out for me. I'm going to rub my pussy while you use me to make yourself come. Jesus, I'm so wet. I'm going to come, baby. If you do. I mean it. Just feeling that big cock between my tits. Watching you take what you need from me. Seeing how much bigger, how much better you are. You've really got mommy worked up right now. It's so fucking big. Can you imagine if your dad walked in the door right now? Saw me looking up at you like this? About to fucking come for you while you fuck my tits. With a cock that makes him look like a fucking child. Your big balls swaying back and forth like that. Like wrecking balls for tearing down pussy. And I look like I'm scheduled for demolition. Would he even recognize me? He's never seen me like this. I'm like this only for you. I'm a fucking slut for you. Your own mother is a fucking slut for your big fucking cock. I'm going to come. You have to come, baby. You have to show me what you can do. Because I'm about to come. And I need to taste your seed. And I need to feel your cum on my face and my tits. Come for me. Come for me now. I'm coming. Oh my God. I'm... I want all of it. Oh, holy fuck, I've never. Oh my God. Oh, how much fucking gum? Oh, so much. Oh, baby, I'm a fucking mess. You came all over me. Oh my God, my hair, my lingerie. Fuck, you came so much. That was incredible. Are you done? I thought you'd never finished. Oh, I've never come so hard, baby. Just from stroking this big dick. My panties. My yoga pants. Jesus, look at me. I'm a complete mess. Oh. Look what we did to the chair. Oopsie. We'll just have to throw a towel over it for now. Huh? Oh, well, I guess I am still holding on to your cock. Well, can you blame me? It's my new favorite thing. Oh my. It feels like you could go again. What are you doing? Pulling my panties down. Oh my God. Look at how big it is next to my little pussy. Baby, we can't. It feels so good against my sweet little pussy. But none of the condoms are big enough. Just the tip. Let's see if it fits. I don't know. Maybe just the tip would be alright. Just to see if it fits. I really do want to know if it fits. Shit. Shit. That's your father. Fuck, I need to take a shower. Okay, he's going to be home any minute. Tell him I spilled dinner all over myself. We're going to need you takeout and I'm cleaning up. Thanks for letting me help with your assignment. Let's talk about this tomorrow after school, okay? Don't be too mean to your father. Let me worry about how to deal with him. He made a big mistake keeping your gift a secret from Mommy, and he'll pay for that. But leave it to me. Thank you for letting me help you with your homework.